Why self-care? Why is it so hard to take care of ourselves? The answer could be found in our own compassion. We spend so much time worrying about those we love and making sure we meet our responsibilities, we forgot about a very basic truth. We cannot fully take care of anyone else unless we're in a position to do so. What does this mean? Think about these basic signs and symptoms of what happens when self-care suffers. You have a harder time thinking. You're sick more often. Your quality of work suffers. You feel overwhelmed. You wake up tired even after a full night of sleep. You forget what you're about to say. You miss deadlines. You find yourself isolating and avoiding social situations. You're cranky or feel off. You snap at people. Simple tasks seem to take a lot of effort. You forget little things, such as returning library books. You find yourself dragging through the day. Decisions become really difficult, even simple ones. You're worried or anxious, though you're not sure why. You can't sit still. You're not eating right, either too much or too little. You're not following through on promises. You're ignoring things you used to enjoy, either through lack of interest or energy. You've lost enthusiasm. Now think about what this means when it comes to taking care of others. How in the world are you supposed to take care of any outside responsibilities, even ones you love, such as taking care of your kids, when you're feeling like that? It doesn't really work, does it? Worse, we're not doing what's right by the one person who's supposed to matter more than anything. You. The selfishness of self-care. Perhaps the biggest thing to get in the way of self-care, though, is the nagging feeling we're not supposed to be spending so much time on ourselves. After all, isn't it pretty self-centered to be worrying about yourself? Not so. Writer and activist Parker Palmer perhaps put it best. Self-care is never a selfish act. It's simply good stewardship of the only gift I have, the gift I was put on earth to offer others. Anytime we can listen to our true self and give it the care it requires, we do it not only for ourselves, but for the many others whose lives we touch. In short, only when we're truly at our best do we have the ability to give to those around us. Our best work is made possible by good health and a keen intellect. It's here where we do our best work. There isn't a responsibility in the world which can be met if you don't have the health and ability to do the work. Still struggling with the idea of self-care? Then consider this last very important point. Self-care is what keeps you around to make sure you get stuff done. Without self-care, our work suffers. So do we. Without proper self-care, it can be argued you're taking years off your life. Maybe self-care doesn't quite sound so selfish anymore when put in those terms. What self-care could do for you. As you read through this next section, I want you to think about what you're reading. Imagine the year being laid out for you. See how the changes come together to form a picture of a new and rather different you, one that experiences life a little differently than what we saw listed at the beginning of the chapter. With good mental and physical health, you will have no trouble thinking, never have a sick day, do your best work every single day, can't wait to start the day, look forward to what comes next with enthusiasm, articulate and well-spoken, never misses a deadline, enjoys a great social life, is in a great mood, is patient with those around you, handles complex tasks with ease, is on top of things, feels like you can keep going all day long, has no trouble making decisions, is relaxed and calm, looks and feels great, follows up in a timely manner, always has something going on, is full of enthusiasm every single day. Sound pretty good? Then what are you waiting for?